fat piece of shit.
Who?
Me.
No. You're fat, sure, but you're not a piece of shit, right?
You don't know anything about me, Chester.
I know a little bit about you.
I ripped a frog in half once.
That's fucking so gangster, though. That's so metal. That's not a piece of shit material.
I was like eight. I think I might be a serial killer.
That's the best pull quote. I ripped a frog in half once.
Welcome to You Guys Are No Fun, episode
10.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester. I almost forgot to introduce myself.
You know, the man needs no introduction.
Well,
a girl is no one. Welcome to the show. What was his name again? Chucky Mopes is out today. He's out there making that Skrilla.
Right.
Making that money.
Making that paper.
So, you guys have to listen to us.
Just the two of us.
I think we're really just going to...
I think we've made that joke before.
Talk shit about the Infinity War trailer, so...
Infinity War.
Should be a quick one.
Talk shit about EA.
We could do that.
For a smidge.
Net neutrality. That just makes me sad.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I've been real depressed lately because of
that?
All the shit.
Just the whole
happening.
Everything. It's been... It's almost the end of the year, though. It's almost over, and the next year it's just gonna get worse.
So this is why I drink. This is why I drink.
Yeah, well, this is why I'm hot. So, Chester,
what's up?
What are you up to?
What have I been up to?
Yeah, man.
It's funny you should ask.
I did, and it wasn't that funny.
Not a whole lot.
Fuck.
I got new contacts. I got a new contact prescription. That's pretty exciting.
Now you look good.
I can see your house from here now.
You're okay. So can I.
I was saving that joke. That was I just made that joke earlier in my mind.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm gonna
you should have got it out earlier.
I'm going to share that
yeah.
on our podcast. I'm going to make everyone listen to that joke.
Ugh. Is that all? You got a haircut?
I did. I cut all my fucking hair off.
I mean, people that are tuning in are going to think that
all
you're
gone.
A new person.
Same Chester.
Different chest hair.
Different chest hair. That was a good one.
Thanks.
I couldn't top it.
I made that joke in my mind earlier. I've been saving it the whole time.
I'm glad you saved it.
I think in honor of Charles not being here, we should drink some really good beers.
We're going to drink really good beers.
Because we hate Charles.
And we're going to critique them. We're going to share our thoughts about these delicious beers that we tried.
So,
what you got?
I've got Great Divide Fresh Hop. It's a pale ale, brewed fresh to drink fresh. It's not that fresh. It's been
Great
in the
Divide,
fridge for like a week.
Good brewery.
Great stuff.
I love a pale ale. Love a good pale ale.
It's got a rooster on it. It looks like the rooster is drinking. And yeah, other than that, there's really not a whole lot going on with this can, but it sounds good. Hops.
I love a big rooster. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, big. I mean, look at it. Big black rooster.
It just in honor of Charles.
Yeah.
Big black rooster on your can of beer there.
Oh, it smells so good. It smells real good.
Call that a BBR.
Balanced. This is not gonna be funny because we're not gagging and like fucking half dead.
Yeah. So let's. What's your take on that?
Oh, that's pretty good, man. I could drink that all night long. Yeah.
Describe it to us.
Well, it tastes like the void left by Charles.
So
bitter.
Bittersweet.
It's bitter.
May I get a...
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
I want that on my palate.
Yeah. Get my Slurpees off there, too.
Mm.
Oh, that's so good, isn't it?
That is good.
Well, that is really going to exacerbate your heartburn.
Mm. Fresh hop pale ale from Great Divide.
It's real hobby.
Mm.
It's really good.
I love a good hoppy beer.
Wish we had more of these, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to wash it down with a nice cucumber sour.
All right. I've got from Northwest Brewing Company, I've got Three Skulls Ales Blood Orange Wit.
That sounds gangster. I want to drink that instead.
Ale brewed with oranges.
You don't say.
Yeah.
And blood?
I would imagine. Yep. It says here in the ingredients, blood. It's the first ingredient. I mean,
who's... like pig blood? Human blood?
I don't know.
Chicken blood? Did it come from this big black rooster?
Fairly clear beer. I don't know if it was just plasma or what.
It was like that Kiss comic book where they used like a drop of their blood and they mixed it in with a huge vat of ink. So Kiss's blood was in all the comic books.
I'm going to read the little description here in a pirate voice.
Oh, no.
You ready?
I wish I had some music to play in the background.
I see a word here you're already going to love.
Discombobulated?
Banana.
Huh?
Blood Orange Wit is a true Belgian-style white beer brewed with German wheat and Pilsner malt.
Yar?
Along with rolled oats for a palate-filling experience while still being refreshing.
Yar?
Banana.
Yar.
Spice and citrus notes.
I don't want to drink that ever now.
Come from both a true Belgian yeast strain, two different types of orange peel, plus hand-crushed coriander.
Korean what? Korean dirt?
Korean dirt.
Radioactive.
Bottoms up.
Mm.
Oh, I'm not crazy about that.
Oh, man. Did you accidentally get a bad beer? Go dump it out. Get a new one.
I'll just switch back to the Citrus Mistress here from Hop Valley.
That sounds good.
It's an IPA brewed with grapefruit peel.
Is that good?
It is good.
Good. You drink that the whole time.
Garbage.
Give me that. Let me try it. I'm going to hate it so much, aren't I?
All right.
I hate the way it smells.
Not great.
It tastes like your mom brought you banana bread for Christmas and you're eating it on Valentine's Day. Some happened.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. Like it wasn't even in the freezer. You just left it on the foil on the counter.
Yeah.
Boy, microbes were
you're just
fermenting in there.
You were out of bread and you wanted to make a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going back for seconds.
Now it's like banana sourdough. Yeah.
I feel like I should go back for seconds.
Yeah, that's boy.
Not good. It's a little skunky too. Yeah, I don't know how they did that in a brown bottle. But it's got a little bit of skunkiness to it.
They fermented it in clear containers.
That's what
it is. With UV lights all around it.
Just surrounded.
Yeah.
They brewed it like sun tea. They just
left it outside.
Not even refrigerated.
And where is that from?
Northwest Brewing Company.
So it's from like what, Portland, Seattle?
Pacific Washington.
Okay, so it gets like what? 80 on the hottest day. It's the worst sun tea ever.
Right? There's no sun, yet somehow.
So, they got that.
They waited all year for the sun to come out.
This is the day, boys. 20 minutes of sunshine. We're making beers. Okay. You know, I heard something interesting once. So I have some friends that live in Seattle, as you know. Mm-hmm. They could be your friends, too, if you want them to be.
No.
No? They're just acquaintances? They were down here.
I'm a big fan of the Dan Dans.
They were down here, I think it was March. So we were like 3 months into the year, and I think they had like 30 hours of sunshine.
That's good beer. Try that.
In Seattle in like 3 months. Mm-hmm. 30 hours. It's pretty
30 hours in a month?
In like 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like unseasonably cloudy.
Hmm. Unseasonably cloudy in Seattle.
Oh, that's nice.
See, that's a good
That bit. Is real nice.
That is the Citrus Mistress from Hop Valley Brewing.
Mm.
Good on you, boys.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's got some sediment at the bottom too.
Charles is really missing out on that one. I bet he would have loved that one.
Got some the yeast is still floating around in there. I hope it's not infected.
All right, let's talk about Infinity War.
Infinity War's trailer.
So when did it drop? Tuesday? Wednesday?
Earlier this week.
Most viewed movie trailer ever in history of everything that was ever.
Really?
Yeah. It's breaking records, dog.
I'll be damned.
I mean, it's not surprising. It's a Marvel movie. People fucking love that
After
shit. I love
Thor,
that shit.
Like... My parents invited me last night. They're like, how was Thor? And I was like, it was great. And they're like, we're going to go see it tomorrow. Do you want to go?
Were they bobbing their heads back and forth like that?
Yeah, it was via text. I always imagine my mom is bobbing her head when she texts me.
Okay. But your dad does too. So, why does Thor have an eye patch, or is that something I need to watch Thor to find out?
God bit his eye out.
Oh, like Preacher.
Mm-hmm.
So Thor is Preacher.
Yep. No.
You made that up.
He is a god.
He is a god. Well, he so bit his
own
dad.
He bit his own eye out. I'll be honest. I was probably Hela. I would imagine Hela took his eye out, but I don't. It was pretty fucked up when I watched the movie, and I don't remember how it happened. I remember it happened.
It has some. There was an eye and a patch.
He had an eye patch.
All of a sudden.
Just like David Bowie wore an eye patch for a bit.
He time traveled, and yeah. All of a sudden he's wearing an eye patch. What movie am I watching?
Good okay. flick, though. It's a good flick.
Great movie.
Very memorable.
I can never take your advice on a movie ever again. It seems like it's pretty fucking significant.
Yeah, well, you know, when I go see these Marvel movies with my buddy Joe, he always brings his medicinal marijuana pen,
mm-hmm.
and that is, like, guaranteed to make me not remember shit.
Don't say that too much. They're gonna take them away from all of us.
Take them away?
Yeah, because someone shared. Because someone was generous.
Don't share your medication, people.
That's right. That's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's just morally corrupt. I mean, mm-hmm. really.
I've got some prescription ibuprofen at home. You're not getting any of it,
nope.
Ryan. Don't even ask.
It's okay. I got my own. We're old guys. We have tons of
800 milligram ibuprofen.
Damn, dog. Mine are only sixes.
Right? Dude, I have to break them in half.
You know, one up. Take two ibuprofen. Fuck. All right. So about Infinity War. Thoughts. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
I don't imagine how they can possibly fit a story into all of these characters coming on the screen.
In 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be 2.5 hours long, right?
Every single Marvel character that's been in the MCU is going to be in this movie.
And some new ones.
And some. And then some.
I'm
stoked for it, man.
Everyone thinks that... You know, how are they going to do it? And they always do it. Every single time a movie comes out, how are they going to do it? They always do it.
I know they're going to.
I mean, really, the only really like new characters that we haven't been fully introduced to yet are Black Panther. We got a little taste.
We're going to be introduced to him before this movie comes out, though.
And then...
And I'm excited for that movie, too.
Thanos, but he needs no introduction.
He needs a makeover, apparently.
He needs a makeover. And who's that chick that fights for him with the lightsaber? Can't remember
the blue chick?
I don't know.
From the Guardians movies?
No. I can't remember her name. It'll come to me in like a year. Mm-hmm. So I got distracted by a text message. Sorry.
Totally popular. Derailed.
I know. Is that your only concern? I know. We're concerned about Thanos.
Thanos' makeover, which doesn't make any sense.
I think
you were saying
Black Widow is blonde. What the hell happened there?
I'm okay with blonde Widow.
No, I'm now she just kind of looks like Black Canary. The leather and the blonde hair and the ninja stuff.
Fair.
Just saying.
So what you're saying is that there are some characters that are just like other characters in comic books.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of similarities.
It's
between
a bold statement.
I mean, when you look at like take two characters like Batman and Moon Knight. They're nothing like each other at all.
Mm-hmm.
They're completely different characters. Or some, you know, like something like Shazam and Superman.
Mm-hmm. Totally different.
They're like there's no similarities between these two characters whatsoever.
They're like night and day.
Yeah, like night and day.
Completely
okay.
different.
Yeah, completely different. Okay. Yeah. So, fine. Let her have fucking blonde hair. It's stupid.
You know what? It's fun. It's flirty. I'm all about it.
You just like chicks with short hair.
I do. I don't care what color it is.
Okay.
I like ScarJo. She's beautiful.
She's okay. I don't like her face. I don't want to just give her one of these.
You want a fist?
I want to fist her.
You want to fist her face?
Yeah, no. I want to just fist her.
Kid Fister over here.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room. The elephant that is Thanos' face.
Thanos' face is looks like totally an elephant. Totally different.
So when they first had the first couple of little touches of Thanos throughout the previous movies, mm-hmm. he looked like Thanos. He was dark bluish, purplish.
Yeah.
He had his fucking big gold helmet on and his big gold armor. And
he's got the the scar line things going down his face.
So they took all that away. Mm-hmm. And my theory is that they took all that away so they could make the character look more like Josh Brolin. Right? You paid all that money to get Josh Brolin in there. Why not make Thanos look more like Josh Brolin?
Because anyone can wear a bright green suit.
Right.
And pretend to be a...
Like, why did they even need Josh Brolin?
Yeah.
They just slapped a bunch of CGI over his face.
Yeah. Agreed.
And isn't he busy being Cable?
He's not Cable, is he?
Isn't he Cable?
No, I thought that other... That dude...
Who's Cable?
The guy from Avatar movie.
No, man. That was like Avatar? One of those people wanted it to be this guy.
He wanted it to be that guy. That guy wanted it to be that guy.
Yeah, he wanted it to be that guy.
He was campaigning for it. Did they hire Josh Brolin?
Yeah, man.
Well, that's not going to work if Fox sells their property back to Disney.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, bro. Okay. It is Josh Brolin.
He can't. Okay. All right. Whatever.
So, you know, he can play whoever he wants. He's Josh Brolin.
I'm all about it. I'm bad about it.
I like him as an actor, but I don't think they really needed to put him in as Thanos.
No.
And then dumb down Thanos and take all his cool shit away and make him less blue, purple, whatever. Make him less purple and take his helmet off. It's like the Judge Dredd thing. They took Dredd's helmet off in the 90s so you could see it was Stallone. Like, you wouldn't fucking know it was Sylvester Stallone.
He probably just was like, I'm tired of wearing this.
Yeah, I don't want to wear this. No, because they have the star power. So they're like, well, we got to take it off. It's Stallone in there. It worked. Everyone knows who Carl Urban is, and he didn't take his fucking helmet off.
I know Josh Brolin, but he's such a good actor that I...
You ain't even mad?
No, I'm like, I don't recognize him because he always plays someone... Like he in Men in Black 3, right? He was Tommy Lee Jones. So I'm like, oh, you're talking about young Tommy Lee Jones. Or wasn't he Lincoln in some movie? Didn't he play Lincoln?
Probably in Lincoln.
Was it in Lincoln? So I just, oh, it's Lincoln.
I don't know. I don't want political docudramas.
So I don't know what he actually looks like. He looks like Lincoln or young Tommy Lee Jones.
or young James Brolin.
Or young James Brolin?
Yeah.
Who's that?
His dad? This guy looks like James Brolin.
He looks just like a young James Brolin.
Okay. What do you feel? How are you feeling about Thanos?
Thanos, I'm not crazy about the makeover. He looks so fucking different. It doesn't make any sense. Plus, he's wearing like a sleeveless shirt instead of his armor.
It's just like a tunic instead of a big ass gold armor.
Yeah. Where's the armor with the shoulder pads and the helmet and the, you know,
the sweet ass shoulder pads?
The badassery. He's just a...
What if someone hits him in the shoulders?
He's just a workout bro now. He looks like a workout bro with a glove.
That's his workout glove.
He just wears one glove when he works out?
Yeah. He lives real hard with his right hand. Left hand.
He does wear it on his left hand.
Yeah. I should have wore that Infinity Gauntlet you gave me.
What do you think masturbating would be like with the Infinity Gauntlet on?
Ooh, coarse.
You think it would be,
real coarse?
It could be rough.
There's a lot of pinch points in there.
It would be magical, though, wouldn't it?
No, just think about everywhere it bends is a pinch point. That's seriously like 30 pinch points right here. Ugh. Your dick would just be covered in tiny little. It would look like a whole bunch of ants bit your dick. Just little tiny wounds all over your cock.
I'm into that.
Are you? Go get herpes.
I'm into a bunch of ants biting my dick.
Oh, not just tiny wounds all over your cock for no reason.
I'm gonna go stick my dick in an ant hole.
They're all over out in the street, man. Just neighbors walking by. Howdy, how you doing?
Just loving Mother Earth.
Just getting these ants. Just letting the ant eater out.
Like an A.
All right. So what about the rest of the trailer?
I don't know. I'm stoked for it. It looks fun.
Did it give you enough? Did it give you too much?
I mean, it's like you see every character that's ever been in the MCU.
Right.
Makes an appearance in the trailer.
Right.
And then there's some that you've never seen.
Okay.
And I guess that's all you need in a trailer, right? I mean, I'm going to see it regardless of the trailer.
So War Machine was injured in Civil War?
Yeah, that's right. Instead of killing him. Or was it? No, it was in Age of Ultron.
Okay. So now he was in one of those shots.
He was.
So does he just let the suit do his walking? Did he make a full recovery?
I don't know.
Did they bring the original dude back?
I would imagine that Tony Stark. They just brought the. They're like,
Don, we love you as an actor, but
Don, you're great, but
we're not buying it.
Your character's back is broken now, so we're gonna bring in this other actor.
Oh, shit.
whose back isn't broken.
He's really busy though. He's doing, what is that show he's doing? Oh, it's on Fox. It's about music.
Empire?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
People seem to like it.
Yeah,
he's doing good.
Popular.
I like him as an actor. So I never watched the show.
I would imagine that him being Tony Stark's best friend, Tony Stark would re-engineer the suit so that either...
So it can help him walk.
Either he is still inside it or he is controlling it from a remote location.
That's some Bush League shit, by the way, remote control Iron Man suits. Get in it. Get in the suit.
Tony did it.
Put your fucking life on
in
the line.
Third one, it was like
he did it in Spider-Man too.
Iron Man army.
It's true.
That fought with him. I was bad. I loved that part.
Okay.
In Iron Man 3.
What a bitch. Then why even be out there in the first place? Just be sitting at home fucking eating cheese and sending out robots all day long.
Right? Just eating cheese balls and touching yourself.
I love Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its or cheese balls?
Cheez-Its.
I'm a fan of cheese balls or
white cheddar. Balls. White cheddar Cheez-Its.
Ooh, okay.
Those are so good.
Now you got me. I'm in.
So I guess I'm okay with it so far. I mean, Marvel hasn't really let me down at all. I wasn't crazy about Thor like the first two.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much, and Hulk, the first Hulk movies were not good.
Yeah, I don't know. Was that Marvel?
Hulk has now had a good track record.
But this latest Thor movie.
But it wasn't part of this continuity.
You haven't seen it.
So,
Still.
I'm busy not watching that.
New drinking rule. Every time Ryan says he's busy.
I'm busy. Drink.
God damn it.
I had other stuff to do. I was like, I watch YouTube videos.
Yep.
I made chicken last night to cook dinner for one. Yeah. It's very time consuming being me.
I'm not crying. I've just been.
I have to consider getting my PlayStation onions. Fixed, even though I never will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I got stuff going on.
Drink again.
I didn't say I was busy. I just said I got stuff going on.
Same thing.
All right. I do have free movie passes sitting on the counter. I've had them for about a month.
Okay. Moving on, you said?
Moving on. Another ray of sunshine. Battlefront 2 isn't doing so good.
No, it's not. I've heard it's a great game.
Yeah, when it's playable. From what I've seen, maybe we were getting all news from different sources.
It's just these fucking loot crates that everyone shits their britches over.
Yeah.
You know, they'll stop doing it if you stop fucking paying for them.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's not just not buying the game.
Sorry, gamers. You did this.
Yeah. It starts off small and then it just balloons out of control.
They push it. How far can we take this? How much money can we make off of this stupid-ass gimmick that people keep paying for?
So they lost.
Well,
it was
EA pushed it to the limit. Pushed it to the limit.
This week in the market, they lost 8%, which was like $3.1 billion.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good chunk of change on their stock went down. So it's working, but we have to keep doing it. Keep boycotting dog shit like this. Not just this one. Because they're doing it. They got a new UFC game coming out. Same fucking concept.
Every other game on the market right now has these dumbass loot crates.
Yeah.
Including like Shadow of War has them.
You gotta stop. You gotta stop. Tell them we're not putting up with it anymore. I'm gonna buy Guacamelee.
Draw a line in the sand.
And it's comfortable. And it doesn't want to hurt me.
Yeah.
It doesn't want to hurt my feelings. So I'm pretty excited about that. There was all those pictures people were posting of like Black Friday sales and shit. The shelves were just filled with fucking Battlefront games, Battlefront Edition, PlayStations. Everything else is just fucking sold out.
Everyone's buying digital copies. That's why.
Yeah, that's why. Like, oh, I don't want people to see that.
Everyone's like, boycott it. Boy, quotations, air quotes, boycott.
I was watching Donkey the other day, and he was playing it, and it was just, it was so laggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, characters just popping in and out, or like he would like show up 10 feet down from where he was.
That's probably because EA hasn't paid his cable or internet provider. You know, the extortion fees.
The extortion fees, that's right.
Get normal bandwidth.
$6.99 for online gameplay.
Oh, boy. That's it
hurts the feelings. It really does.
That's, yeah.
So, good stuff this week, bad stuff this week. Mostly bad stuff. The Thanos thing is kind of hurts my feelings because they were doing so good.
Yeah. Why you know? Make him pink?
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
I make him look like a thumb.
He does look like a thumb.
And the EA thing, that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're doing bad.
How about the Marvel cut ties with Gazillion, the company that made Marvel Heroes Omega? You installed the game, yeah, but you never played
it. I downloaded
it.
I finally installed it. Bitch is shut down.
So they announced that they were going to shut down the game servers on December 31st. They shut them down a month early.
Wow.
And let everybody go. Gazillion shut down, fired everybody.
Like, you know, it's almost Christmas. Fuck off.
Disney/Marvel was like, hey, we're going to cut ties with you. And they're like, cool. This is all we had going for us.
Bye. I did see one other thing, speaking of Disney. Disney is really trying to push forward to buy Fox.
Yeah. Well, Fox is trying to sell.
Which would be great, because then we can get some X-Men. Mm-hmm. Into this continuity, this Marvel cinematic universe.
All we need is Wolverine in there.
Or maybe they could say mutant finally in a Marvel movie.
Instead of so gifted or...
special. What are they? What is it? It's a meta human or whatever. Right? It's just like, come on, man.
No, that's DC. That says
oh, I don't know. It's just so fuck. It's just called it mutants. Right? How do they own the word mutant?
I don't know.
It was a word before there were even comic books. Or probably even books.
I don't know that they own the word. They probably just, it's part of the contract.
That they can't call the characters mutants.
Yes.
Only within the X-Men universe that is owned by Fox. Why is my dog in here? Why the fuck is my dog in here?
Yell that into the mic a little louder.
Jesus Christ. You're ruining the illusion. This isn't a cool studio. It's just my house now.
Talia's here.
Talia's here.
Talia, I'll go.
Take it easy. Don't kill me, daughter of the demon. All right.
Yeah, so Marvel Heroes Omega, gone forever. I really like that game.
I was
going
to say, were you enjoying any? So,
well, I haven't played it in a while, but I was like, you know what? I kind of
That's why they shut it down, because you weren't playing
because
it.
Because of me.
You were the one keeping it afloat. They're like, man, this guy loves this game.
I really loved Squirrel Girl, and on that note, they did. Apparently, Squirrel Girl's being put somewhere in the MCU because they actually announced who would be playing her.
She's going to get her own movie with Howard the Duck.
There was a crossover.
Howard the Duck and Squirrel Girl.
You joked, but there was a Squirrel Girl Howard the Duck crossover in the comics.
Oh, I'm not joking. I want to see that.
I do too. Fuck.
Howard the Duck freaked me the fuck out when I was a kid.
I loved
that movie. Was so fucking creepy.
That was A, the first Marvel movie, and B, George Lucas was heavily involved.
There's your problem.
There's your problem right there. That's why it was garbage.
It's who is it? The girl from the
AT&T commercials?
Yeah.
Milana Vayntrub.
What a name.
Moana.
All
right. So, yeah. You can't find the right button? What's going on?
No, I was just waiting for you to get done talking.
Milana Vayntrub, who the internet has a major hard-on for.
She's cute.
She's beautiful.
I think she's adorable enough to play Squirrel Girl.
Absolutely. I'm into it. I think it's good casting.
Oh, dude. Think about all the Rule 34.
You know, they cast a live action...
Nah, man, I didn't see that.
What's the Disney cartoon about the Asian girl?
Mulan.
Yes, they cast a live-action Mulan. She's an Asian woman. They cast an Asian woman.
No. Yeah. They didn't whitewash it?
Nope.
They should have. They should have put a black chick on there.
There you go. Whitewash it with a black chick.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? It's America.
Just screw everything up. They watch people complain. I hope
Eddie Murphy is still in it.
That was a different movie.
That was Mulan.
No, that was
Mulan. He did the voice of the fucking dragon.
Did he?
Yes.
Okay, because I thought you were still thinking about the Golden Child.
No. Classic, by the way.
Classic.
American classic.
What a dumbass movie that was.
So bad.
So fucking terrible. All right, well, don't forget to check out our website.
That's right. Visit
nofunshow.com.
Yep.
Follow us up on Twitter,
Facebook,
cool.
Twitter,
and every podcast app ever invented. For episode 10, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
Okay, bye.
Bye.